Hello.
Hey, this is Mr. Gray.
Yes.
Mr. Gray, how are you, sir? This is Zach. You reached out to us about your property on Viking Drive.
yes, sir. I mean, we didn't reach out. Somebody called us.
Yeah, how's your day going?
So far, so good.
Good. Love to hear it. There's a cold one this morning.
What's that?
Said it was a cold one this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, you one way or the other, we got your information from our website. I know you said that you were looking to, possibly move within, that you want to sell fast and you haven't owned it that
All
much.
right, thank you. Yep.
So tell me your situation if you don't mind. We spoke, but we didn't have we didn't have the time to fully dive into it.
Right. Well, there's nothing really. I mean, just trying to, we're just good looking to move
Yeah.
within the next year or so to some property or, build or whatever. So.
Right. I mean, you guys did just buy the property, so that's why I do wonder about that.
Yeah. Well, I was not, I mean, we just, like I said, we're trying to move, get rid of it, try to make, get a little equity, to do some things, pay off some debt and get ready for another property. So,
When you say like pay off some debt, what does that mean?
well, pay off some debt. I mean, we have some debt that we're trying to get rid of. I mean, we got we got a couple thousand left on a vehicle that we can pay off. We got some other things.
Let me ask you this. What are you you're, are you current on your mortgage?
Oh yeah, have a good night. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, I mean, realistically, you just bought this house, it needs some minor repairs. I mean, there's the after closing and everything, there's really based upon the market, I'm very familiar with the area. I'm sure you're familiar with Colony Road and
Yep.
what is it, Hertzler Road over there. Yeah, well, I've done a few deals over there. Really,
Yeah.
really familiar with the area. But if you were to sell this house the way it is, I mean, you'd have to, just being realistic, you'd have to come to the table with money because you don't have any equity in it.
Right.
That being said, I mean, there are ways that, I can alleviate the debt that you do owe. Also, with purchasing your house, where you don't have to come to the table with anything. Because if you sold it the way it is now, you'd actually have to bring money to sell it,
Right,
Replace.
right. Right.
So when you say debt, I'm just being frank with you because I'm a very upfront person. How much debt do you owe? Not on the house, but just for other purchases.
No, I mean we do about $30,000. Excuse
Gotcha.
me.
Is that due to like health bills or?
Just another vehicle that we have and some medical stuff, yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What's your mortgage payment per month?
$24.90.
24.90. That's pretty expensive, Mr. Gray.
Yeah.
So you did it. I mean, you did a great job of getting in this house without, with very little down payment. I will give it to you. But your exit strategy is not good.
Right.
So let me just relook at this thing. I mean, where are you going to go?
What's that?
Where are you going to go if we can, let's just say we can make sense of something. Where are you going to go?
Probably, I mean, we're looking in like Smithfield, Gosford, somewhere in,
Right. And why is there a reason why that you need to get go? I mean, you did just purchase this house, I mean, not even, less than a year ago.
Yeah. No, there's nothing. There's no reason. I mean, just I think somebody reached out to my wife, and we started communicating back and forth, and so I mean, we don't have to sell it. We don't have to sell it. I mean, we
Right.
just have people calling. We hear all these people calling, two or three people, these companies calling. So I said, well, see what they'll do. See if they can do something. I
Well, I'm gonna
mean,
tell you this.
now you know.
They're all gonna waste your time. They're gonna give you pennies on the dollar, and you're not really gonna ha it's not, they're not seasoned investors. They're people that think that they can take your property for pennies on the dollar, like I said. Now, the situation that I can, the solution that I could offer you would be something that would alleviate some of your debt, but you'd have to be flexible.
Right. Okay.
Tell me again how much your mortgage is.
2490.
2490, yeah. And that's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, here's the deal. You don't have any equity in it. Whether you sell it now or next year, you'd have to come to closing with it.
Yeah.
How much did you put down for this house, Mr. Gray?
I want to say 25,000, but that might have been, I mean, that it might, I don't remember how much of it was a closing, and then we had a down payment as well, so I don't know
Right. Do you know anything about it?
exactly. I know $25,000. We came out of pocket $25,000 for down payment, closing, and all that.
Do you know
So,
how much you owe on it?
308.
Okay. So what I mean, I understand you've come out of pocket with some, as far as that, that's been dealt with, that was then. The market's changed. What I could offer you is, I don't even know if you would like it, but it's the only realistic way that you would be willing to make some cash and walk away with it stress-free.
Okay.
So what I'd be willing to do is I'd be willing to take over your mortgage and probably get you like around 10 grand.
And how does that work? Remember, you mean take on my mortgage, and then if you sell, I get evicted, or I need the property becomes yours. What do you mean? How does that work? How does
So
all this play out?
the way it works, I give you $10,000 for the keys. I take your property. You walk away from it. I continue to make the mortgage payment. It's in a trust with a promissory note to pay. You take the money. We take the keys. We sign the paperwork. I mean, that's just basic, simple, as easy as I can tell you the
Yeah.
terminology.
Oh, I got you. All right. That sounds not appealing. That's not, yeah.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. You know, a payment of $2,500 is not too appealing either. And also,
yeah.
You know, it's going to take about $3,000 to close the property, just in closing
yeah.
fees. So right up front, I'm coming out of pocket 13 grand. There's no equity in the property.
Right.
We work with the state. There's not, you know, you come across the desk for mortgage relief options. I'm just doing my job here. We're not
right,
really.
Oh, I got you. No, no. Oh, I got you. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to insult you or nothing. I'm just telling you, we didn't really need to sell it. Somebody kept reaching out. So we said, you know, have them call and see what we got, make an offer or whatever, you know. So.
And the thing, too, is, you know, what would be more appealing to that I have not yet explained is, you know, you would have the option to still stay in the property until you were to move. You would be obligated to stay for at least four and a half months to still, and you would make the mortgage payment to us. You know, and then we would pay the mortgager. So you do, you know, and if you wanted to stay there for, let's just say, a year, then we would allow you to stay in there for a year, and then you move to the field. So there's wiggle room with our solution. Like I said, you know, we work with the state. There's just a lot of people in situations that are in yours, but a lot worse. So these are the solutions that we provide.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate you calling me and taking the time to, you know, explain all that. But,
of course.
We're not, you know, we're not to that point yet. We're not, like I said, you know, we just kept getting all these requests, and, you know, for property. So, we, you know.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I know the market, the people that are calling you are, they're just wasting your time. You know, they're not going to offer you, you know, I'm sure you've already gotten some offers.
Right. Right.
What did they say?
Nothing. I mean, same thing. I mean, not, you know, there's no equity. It's just, you know, most of them are, be honest, and I knew they weren't, I mean, they're legitimate, but they're not, they're going to pay you, like you said, penny on dollar, because they're going to just turn around and sell it. I mean, it doesn't need a lot of repair. I mean, we just redid the kitchen floor. So that was the only thing that was really pressing that needed attention, and that we've already done that. So, but, you know, like you said, they're basically looking to make a dime. So they're going to get a bottom dollar, put a couple thousand, 2,000, three, whatever it is, and turn around and make $50,000. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
No,
I understand. And I mean, the thing is, it's probably worth about 330 grand, you know, just being honest with you. I mean, there's, you know, I get paid here regardless.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's in my interest to actually help you.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Why don't you discuss it? I'm not sure if this option has been presented to you before.
Right.
You could, you know, you'd have 10 grand, you'd stay in the property for as long as you desire. With reasonable, I mean, you know.
Right, right.
A couple years, if need be. You find a new place.
Yeah.
You go. And it's, you know, it's simple. We do this all the time, so it's quite simple for us, but I can, you know, can understand from another perspective.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, let me talk to the wife, talk to my wife, see what, you know, if it's something we think about doing or we're interested in or whatever. So
okay.
I'll give you all the back. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I'll give you a call next week if I don't hear from you.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.